Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Wiggins, World of Wellness, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Hello, welcome, happy Earth Day, April 21. What's our date here? Make sure I don't want to that's April 22 on the Earth Day, yes. And a good day to be talking to you all because, the challenges we are currently facing. It is time to honor the earth, honor our gods, honor ourselves. And not so much honor technology and kind of look at where technology has got us. Boy, oh boy. So today's topic, wow. You know, it's like, what can I provide people that you haven't already heard? And I thought, how about wellness during a pandemic? Probably haven't heard about that. So that's going to be our title today, wellness during a pandemic. And how do you respond to the new challenging times? So how are you dealing with this? How can you better deal with it? So wellness during a pandemic. And here's what happened. It was maybe a couple days prior to getting my topic, you know, like what am I going to talk about on my podcast? There was this Facebook quote, and I want to read it from you. Matter of fact, let me grab some glasses here. Print's a little small. And it's going to help set the stage for what we're going to talk about today. I've been in alphabiotics. I'm not reading yet. I've been alphabiotic practitioner for over 22 years. And that is a person who helps bring balance to the brain hemispheres, thus bring balance to your nervous system, to put your body, put your mind and body in a more optimal place to heal as opposed to just trying to put out fires, as opposed to trying to chase diseases. So this is a quote from on a Facebook pop-up, and it's about our leader, Dr. Virgil Benson Crane. And this was written in one of his many, he was a huge writer, but this was written in 1993, and the founder of the Alphabotics International Association said this. We're going to quote it as best as we can. "To me, this is nothing but a prophecy. Our times are coming in the near future. Economic, social, political, geologic, and alien forces will drastically and dramatically change the world as we have known it, and these changes will not be for the better. Millions will die. Only neurologically integrated, interactualized people will stand a chance." So what did he just say? Nervous system, brain balance, totally integrated humans stand a chance to persist, to thrive in these challenging times. All right, getting back on point. The neurologically abbreviated or injured will wither away and perish. Suffering will be in the millions. Only balanced and aligned and unified people have the capacity to adequately cope, to adapt. Alphabotic alignment will mean the difference between life and death for you and your loved ones and your friends, end quote. He wrote that in 93, and he's not the only person who had a prediction of the future, but it was I read it maybe once or twice way back then, and you hear about it like, yeah, whatever. You don't pay attention to it. Well, today, we're certainly paying attention to it. So, because of reading that quote, I thought, you know, My whole life, at least in the past 30 years, has really been directed towards how can I get the best out of life? How can I get the best food, the best exercise, the best everything that's going to help ensure life? And that's been my mission. And it's my service to you to help transfer this information. And if it works for you, great. And if it doesn't, don't use it. It's simple as that. So the wellness during a pandemic, how do we respond? And there's just so many things going on. We have, well, I tell you, Bobby West had a fantastic program a little bit earlier on. He was talking about the current situation we're in. He and his guest, Dr. Short, talking about the powerful effects of 5G. So let me skip down a few questions because I had them all lined up. But let's get down to here. The greatest negative impact to your health is what? Okay, I'm going to give you a list of possible answers, and you choose the answer. And 5G, we just talked about, could be it. Might be it, but just hold on. So the greatest negative impact to your health today is what? Could it be GMOs? We talked about genetically modified food. We talked about the impact that it has on your digestive system, your gut bacteria. You're eating frankenfood, so you're not even putting the proper fuel in your body. It's like having a high-performance engine, and you want to put in low test or, you know, some kind of low-leaded. And you know if you have a high-performance engine and you put in poor gas, you're going to get poor performance at the least. More likely, you're going to blow the engine. Well, it's the same with us. The food that we feed ourselves is our engine's fuel. So what is it consisting of? That's a possibility. So GMOs, the next the next option was fast food. Fast food, probably even worse than just GMOs. Is it that? Is it a lack of exercise? Is this a negative, the greatest negative impact to your life, just not exercising? How about, I covered this several times, personal care products, the stuff we apply to our faces, our lips, our hair, our underarms. These products have known to be at least hormonal disruptive, if not cancer causing. So you think this is the worst thing going on? The personal products that we use? Boy, and just read the ingredients. I have a great story about reading the ingredients, because if you're putting it on your skin, at least 60%, this is the latest figures from, I read it somewhere, but we've always known that there's a transduction that your skin absorbs whatever you put on there. But it's like 60% is pretty high. So whatever ingredients you're putting on your body, you're actually bringing into your system. So by reading these ingredients, you are becoming aware that, I don't want these polypropanols, bicarbonates of this or whatever, because they are chemicals. Now, I like this latest topic. One of my closest friends, her daughter was talking about not using Vaseline. She ran out and she's like, oh my God, I got to get some more Vaseline for my lips because, you know, this is what I use. And she's used it for years. I'm like, you, Vaseline? She's like, yeah, what's wrong with it? I said, whoa, you don't want to be, do you use coconut oil? Do you use shea butter? Do you use, I gave her all these other, she says, no, I like Vaseline oil. I said, do you know what that is? She's like, no, it's lip oil or lip gloss. I said, no, let's look at the label. And first off, the company had products that are called intensive care, Vaseline, intensive care, petroleum jelly. Petroleum jelly. And so I said, let's look it up. Let's look up. And we Googled it. And we found out that it's a triple filtered bottom of the barrel extraction from a petroleum vat. That's what this Vaseline that we put on our bodies is triple filtered. I'm sure you feel reassured that, oh God, all the crap stuff out, but it's still a petroleum product you're putting on your body and in your body. Well, of course, she stopped, she changed over, and her health level took a step up or two. Interesting. So, was that the greatest negative impact that she had in her life? Nah, but it was an insult, that's for sure. So, we talked about air pollution. Oh, yeah. We talked about chemtrails. We talked about poor sleep. And we know that when we do not get the sleep, we don't recover, we don't regenerate. Is that the biggest negative impact? Nah. What about fear?
Fear? Yeah, fear. I heard several years ago, and I thought everybody heard about it, and I was Johnny Come Lately. The acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. I thought, false evidence. In other words, something you're making up in your mind, and you're making it real. You're appearing to be real. How do you measure that? We don't know. So there's air pollution. There's water. We've talked about Flint, Michigan. We talked about chemicals that are in our water in Ohio. Ohio was 7th of the 10 worst states in water quality. That's nothing to cheer about. Forever chemicals. Yes, these chemicals stay in the water forever. So if they stay in the water forever, do they stay in us forever? Possibly. Chemicals, not too good. So the EMFs, before 5G has come along, we've had conversations about, well, we did have conversations about 5G, but also about the Wi-Fi. Do you unplug it every night? Do you unplug your Wi-Fi router every night? You should. Do so, see if there's a difference. If not, don't worry about it. So out of this whole list, we talked about negative impacts of GMOs, fast food, lack of exercise, personal care products, the stuff we slather on our body, poor sleep, fear, pollution. What's your answer? It's fear. It's fear. You cannot measure fear. We know that stress kills. Fear is the pathway to that stress that kills us. False evidence appearing real. Now, if you're standing in front of an oncoming train and you fear for your life, that's real. You get out of the way. But if you have an imagination of things that may not come true, but you're thinking they are, then that is a challenge. Let me give you this demonstration. And what I mean by demonstration, you can do this at home, or you can recall a time when this happened to you. Because we don't know the capacity of fear and what it can do to shut your immune system down, shut your nervous system down, shut your digestive system down. Well, here's a good question. When was the last time that you were upset or had a lot of stress on your mind and you tried to eat? Was that uncomfortable? Did you get indigestion? Did it just not mesh? Fear and feeding don't go together. But let's go for this example. I call it the sweaty palms example. Yes, sweaty palms. So in college, there's this, you know, you take a lot of classes, you look around, you see there's this cute girl over to the left. And I think we met three times a week, some lecture hall, whatever, and, you know, we're all taking notes. And I tried to get her attention sometimes. We locked eyes. And then when it came to our first test, I noticed she had tissues all in her hands while she's writing with her pen. I'm like, that's weird. And so, you know, next week, went to class and didn't have that thing. And then the next time we had a test, she had a bunch of tissues in her hand using the pen to write in a test. So I had to ask. I said, excuse me, miss, what's the deal with you using the tissue when we were taking tests and you don't use it any other time? And she looked at me real super strange. I know it's a strange question, but the curiosity is killing me. And she said, well, when I'm nervous like that, my hands become really sweaty and I don't want the paper to get, you know, messed up and the ink to blur. I'm like, well, that makes sense. And it kind of stuck with me. It's like, okay, well, woman's got sweaty palms. Next. But later on, I noticed that when I was watching a movie and this guy was rock climbing without a rope, he was free climbing, and the music was intense, the narration was intense, and your hands were gripping the wood on your chair, and you're just locked into it, and I'm like, man, my palms are sweaty, okay? Now, just hang in there. I'm getting to a point here. So if you can, through certain types of stress, create a response, a reaction, sweaty palms, or here's another one. If you get sexually aroused, does the blood flow in different places and things start to arise? Sure does. Now, that's from thinking. That's from us viewing an outward stimulus and our body responding. Now, those are kind of minor compared to what fear does. Fear kills. A whole lot of it can kill you. You can believe yourself to kill yourself through the fear that we maintain. All right, so jumped off of that deep rabbit hole. Let's get back to the wellness, what we're going to do, and how are we going to respond. How are you protecting yourself now? How are you protecting your family? What do you mean? Well, do you have grandparents, and are you going in and out and, you know, circulating yourself around and possibly bringing the infection to your grandparents? You got to be careful of your moves as well as the people around you, your family. And then here's the big one. How are you dealing with the mental stress of it? The mental stress of this whole shutdown, the mental stress of, well, life before the shutdown, how are you dealing with it? And now how are you dealing with it? Okay? We may need to have more tools available to us, we do need, in order to deal with this extra level of stress. How has this changed your diet? Now that we can't go out to restaurants and you start cooking for yourself or you have someone cook for yourself, how has this changed your diet? Has it been for the benefit? Are you now cooking better foods, using better quality ingredients? Because there is not a restaurant out there that I know of yet, and I ask, what oil are you using? What oil do you cook whatever in? Doesn't matter whether it's fish or a burger or this or fries or what oil do you use? And there's only two answers, canola oil and soybean oil. Both are very toxic. Both are not helpful to your health. So eating out, unless it's a salad and maybe a blackened salmon, something like that, that's not using a whole lot of oil or any other kind of cooking oils, sure, you can eat out that way, but other foods prepared, no. You're guaranteed not to have the high quality experience that you may be having at home. I hope you're having that at home. This is the time that we make this a benefit. We don't take this whole chaos thing and get fear-based and locked into doing nothing, locked into not even breathing. Okay, so how's this change your diet? How's this change your ability to cook? Are you becoming more creative? There's so many things online you can look up and start to work, cook, imagine new and different meals. All right, that's the next one. What opportunities have arisen from the lockdown, from this chaos? Where have you benefited? You're like, wait a minute, Stacey, what do you mean benefit? I haven't been. Yes, you have. Or you need to start to look for those benefits. And here's a perfect example. You have much more time. Now you can exercise. Oh, you didn't exercise before? That's a challenge. That book you always wanted to write, you never had the time? Now you have the time. The garage that you never cleaned, the ceiling that you need to paint, all these repairs that you can make to your outer world and your inner world, we now have the time. This is the perfect opportunity to raise your health, even in the most stressful of times. You can raise your health. What are you doing with your time? Are you spending a lot of time online? Are you spending a lot of time looking at the news? I am. It's depressing as hell. It sucks. It's draining out of me when I spend that attention there. So it's like, okay, I need to shut that off. I need to reverse that impact. And here's what I do. Go out in nature. Go breathe in nature. Actually, this past weekend, we went to Clifton Gorge. This is outside of Yellow Springs. Usually I go to the Glen Helen, but it was closed. The Clifton Gorge has fantastic waterfalls and a gorge to walk up and down and through. It was so restoring, relaxing, exercising, and breathing in that fresh air and being right by water with real high rushing noise had a very cleansing effect to your brain. That was a beautiful experience. It was pretty much free. You just had to get there. And while I was down in the gorge taking pictures and trying to, ooh, look at this pretty picture and send it online, I checked my phone and there was zero bars. There was no reception. It's like, wow, when's the last time that I've been in a place that 5G, 4G, 3, no G has hit me? And I haven't been exposed to that. It's like, wow, this should happen way more often. So how about your hygiene? Has that changed at all? You know, we talked about wash your hands for 20 seconds. Everybody's washing your hands for 20 seconds. What else are you doing? Are you wiping down surfaces? Is your house any cleaner? Is your car any cleaner? Is your workspace any cleaner? Are you more conscious and aware of your personal hygiene and where you go, where you're exposed to? You're going to start to examine the buildings. You're going to start to examine, how's the airflow in this room? Is there a return register and an airflow register? Or is it just stale, stagnated air? Because air hygiene is top of the list. Oh, here's a great one. You don't get to the restaurant anymore, so have you noticed your purchases, your expenditures of food? Are you buying better quality foods, or are you still buying the same crap? Are you still invested in your demise? Do you understand what I mean? So are you drinking sodas, drinking, you know, eating chips, smoking cigarettes? Are you spending money that is actually harmful to your health? Maybe that has lowered. Maybe you can now see the difference of, wow, these expenditures really were more costly than they are an investment to my health. These are things that this chaos, this pandemic affords us to think about, okay? So let's see here. We have one more thing that I really want to help you enjoy is exercise. We know that when you're at home and you're locked in and you're you just have many ideas to do, this came to me. And this idea I want to share with you all because it just is an idea waiting to explode, waiting to burst, because it takes care of the basics. It really serves a lot of the challenges that we face today, which is lack of movement and a lack of exercise. So let me cue to that one demonstration that I have up here. Do it right now. Yep. Okay, we are demonstrating, I am demonstrating, a warm-up phase of just using a BOSU. Now, you're keeping your feet in place, and the challenging part of this is the BOSU is a very uneven surface, so it provides a lot more neurological challenge to your body than just going upstairs, downstairs, or just going out for a walk. Now, right here, I'm shifting my hips side to side to create more action, more movement, more stretch in my upper hips and lower back. Now I've just switched foot positions, and the back foot is being activated more in the front of the leg, and the front leg is being activated in the hamstrings, the back of the leg. Once again, just warming up. This really helps to provide the coordination of your muscles and your joints to be more fine-tuned, to be more engaged. Okay, so as you walk to the front of the BOSU, you engage your heels, then you walk to the back of the BOSU, and you're just pushing in your toes. This is a fantastic toe stretch. And once again, You're holding on to the wall. You're holding on, you know, in the hallway, because you want to be able to fully enjoy the stretch and not worry about losing your balance and creating more tension and stress and tightness while doing this exercise. So I insist that you always hold on to one or two of the door jams in order to allow your body to work through the exercise at a fuller range of motion and not be tight and jittery. So now I'm walking in a circle, and this really helps the ankles and the toes. You're really digging into the Bosu, and it's lateral challenge, a front challenge, and a back challenge to your lower legs. So now I'm lifting my feet up and leaving a little bit of space between my foot and the Bosu. And this, of course, is a little more cardiovascularly demanding. And if this is too much, you can just go right back to walking in place. You're just kind of pretending you're out for a walk. All right, so I'm referring to my list. Now we're going to bump up the challenge. If you can hold on to the door jam, that allows your body to stabilize on that unstable Bosu and throw your leg out, in, out, in, out. This is a fantastic outside hip and stretch. So you're engaging the inner thigh, outside thigh, and you go back and you're into a jog. And check out the next exercise. There's just so many things that you can do. If you're doing this to music, then you can start kind of dancing to it, kind of just one beat, two beat. You make it fun. And this is in the middle of your hallway. You're going to, and actually, I have a light on in the bathroom shining out on me so you can see a better position of me. And you can do this anywhere. I think the bathroom is a pretty good spot. Make sure that the floor is flat and the Bosu is not going to slide out from underneath you. Now here I'm demonstrating deep squats. And deep squats, we all know that deep squats, it's one of the best exercises out there. You get your hamstrings engaged, you get your hips, you get your knees moving. This, by holding on to the door jam, allows you to go much deeper in the squat and to be able to get a better stretch. So now, not only are you working out, but the stretch is included in the workout. So it's kind of like a two-for-one deal, because most people don't like and enjoy stretching. So I thought, well, let's see if we can make this fun. Let's see if we can do more with just a basic exercise. So let's see here. We're transferring into the next movement. All right. I'm describing about what my feet are doing and how they feel. And you can imagine your feet kicking to the front, kicking to the side, or kicking to the back. Either way is fine. Whatever works for you is good. If you're not able to do what I'm demonstrating, you just back off to a lesser degree and do that. And you kind of hang out there. All right. So now I'm getting ready to do a Bosu squat. Oh, I'm sorry. These are running in place. These are sprints. And by doing this, your cardiovascular is pegging. You're redlining your cardiovascular. And so you can do this 30 seconds on and 90 seconds rest. That is part of a high-intensity workout. And if you're not familiar with high-intensity workouts, look that up, HIT. And it is one of the most effective ways to spend 20 minutes in your life. It's eight sets of a 30-second burst of energy and then a 90-second recovery. So what you have is a 30-second all-out burst, so you can do that in the high kicks I'm demonstrating or the sprint runs that I demonstrated a little bit earlier. And then you relax for 90 seconds, and then you go back and hit another high-intensity workout. Okay. Now this, I absolutely love this part because most people, when they do squats, and you can see it in the gym, they are heavy in their toes, and they're not squatting and using the proper muscles. So by having your heels engaged in the Bosu and your toes are hanging over the edge, you must come from the back of your legs, back of your hips. That way there's no cheating, there's no working in your toes because it's just your heels in contact. So I move the Bosu in a little bit. Now I'm working in the middle of my feet. So my toes and heel are making full contact. And I scoot the Bosu in towards the door jamb a little bit more. And then I'm just on my toes doing the same squat. So now I'm fully activating the front of my legs. So there you have it. Three different squats, three different positions, and a whole lot of kick butt work. So the Bosu is something we all need to have. It's a tool that we must have at home in order to create some of the exercise, some of the core balance, and the decompression of our spine. Now, this last move I'm going to show you is super powerful. When you lay down on the Bosu and allow your body to rest, to stretch, you create a much more decompressive force in your spine. So when you breathe in deep, you open up the ribs, you exhale, and it stretches. And so you do this on all four sides of your body. Do it on the side of your rib cage, breathe in deeply, you go on your belly, and the other side. This is the most powerful way of expanding your lungs, creating the musculature that's required in being able to breathe deeply. And deep breathing is one of the most important things that I teach all the time. Because if you do not have your breathing, you do not have control over your life. Whether it's your mental control, your physical control, if you are gasping for air, then that's pretty much the way you're living life, is one gasp at a time. So by doing these exercises on the Bosu and or on the big ball, this is a very foundational way to create some stretching, some decompression in the rib cage, and a much better, deep breath. Much more satisfying. All right. We got one more minute, two more minutes before we head out of here. I mean, before we get for a break. Okay, we've got a break coming up. On the other side, we've got a fascinating video. Stay right there because it is going to be part of your wellness program. It's certainly part of mine here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More up on Wiggins World of Wellness on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Attention, Central Ohio! Lenco Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%.
Yes!
5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry! And call Lenco today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today. 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
Amina Brenda Lynn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood. Now the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of Black artists.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C.
made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
At talktainmentradio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at talktainmentradio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio, the way it should be heard. And this is Stacey Wiggins with Wiggins World of Wellness. And today we're talking about wellness in and during a pandemic. How are we doing this? How are we going to not just survive, but thrive? Hey, maybe some of us, we just need to survive to get through this. But how are we going to thrive? How are we going to make the best opportunity out of the worst situation? Because if you're stuck in a rut, if you got stinking thinking, all you're going to tune into is negative isms. But if you have a curious mind, I don't accept what my current situation is. I know things can be better. I know that there's a God out there, up there, and in here that would want it much better than what we got. So we need to tune into ourselves. And how are we tuning into ourselves? Are we meditating more or less? Are you getting more time to yourself by yourself? Or do you have kids and they're in your face all the time? So how are you protecting yourself and your family? Because when you have great protections, just like security alarm, if you're in a sketchy neighborhood and you're worried about security, if you have an alarm, you tend to sleep a little better at night. If you have a dog and an alarm, and maybe a side piece, you tend to sleep a little better at night. But if you're in that same sketchy neighborhood and your front door is flimsy, you don't have a fence, you don't have a dog, you don't have a security system, you're probably not going to sleep too deeply because you're going to be in fear, afraid of what could possibly go bump in the night. Well, we're here today. What's going to go bump, not in just the night, but in the air? Are we going to catch something? So I have used these products that helped enable me to have a strong immune system. Because truly, that's the only answer we have. Vaccines, we know what those are about. Come on, that's a joke. Vaccines today, we'll let other people talk about that. Okay? So, pharmaceuticals, the pharma industry is really showing itself, showing its face, showing its shortages of what and how to handle health. It's been handling sick care. It's been handling disease. Doesn't know how to handle health. So how do we handle health? We support our immune system. And one of the greatest ways to support your immune system is using herbs, tonics, things from nature. Interesting. Things from nature. Going out, taking a walk. That's very immune enhancing. So a friend of mine sent me a video, and we need to talk about this, but I'm just going to give it a quick flash for now because the major topic is going to be about Silver Soul. But he left me a text on a video, and he said, check out this black seed oil information. And I've known about black seed. As a matter of fact, where is it? I take it all the time. And this particular black seed has pumpkin seed in it as well. So it's directed more towards the men, so the prostate issues, more zinc, things like that. But this stuff, when you listen to the 100 benefits that black seed oil has, you're thinking, gee whiz, this could practically raise the people from the dead. Well, I haven't seen it, but it's dang close. It really is. So that's just one of the many things that I do to support my immune system. Now here's something I do on a daily. This is silver. This is Silver Soul. I breathe it in. I squirt it in my eyes, breathe it up my nose and my mouth. Woo! And it helps to purify the contact on my skin and internal, in my nasal passages. This is some gel. I will actually put it on the tip of my finger and put it way up my nasal cavity on both sides. What does that do? Well, I'll have someone explain that to you in a second. Silver lozenges. Have you ever had a little cough or a little dry throat in the back of your throat and you're like, wish I had a little something? Well, these silver lozenges have silver in it. Wonderful. I love to take those on the airplane because when you're on an airplane, you're just in a tube and you're breathing in everyone else's air. You don't have a choice. So if you can purify at least where it's coming in contact, you stand a much better chance. I've used these products well over 5 years or so. And actually, I can remember it's going to be 2 to 3 years ago, I had a podcast covering this very product. I had the president from Utah, who is a distributor of this, and one of his representatives, Dr. Amy Tedford. They talked. We had a great conversation. And I think we're just going to fire up this video here. That's another gentleman, Dr. Pedersen, and he is... you'll love him. Just get a hold of this, some of the information that he's going to share.
So this morning, please welcome Dr. Gordon Pedersen to our Grace Street Seminar.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity, and I appreciate, like so many of my friends in the scientific world, the opportunity to share it with the real world. And you know what I mean if you're a scientist. What we have here is an opportunity to take what the Lord has given us and put it through scientific proof that the rest of the world can believe in. I know the scientific method means to disprove everything and whatever left is standing is fact. But I also know that the gospel is the other way. You have to have a believing heart and prove that something is real. Well, what we've got is an all-natural product. So even though I'm a chief scientific officer, I still recognize who the formulator of this product is. There's nothing in it that isn't absolutely natural. So from him, I'd like to present something called Silver Soul. Not S-O-U-L. I know that we were going to go there for a minute, but we won't. It's S-O-L, Silver Soul, and it's pronounced the same as S-O-U-L. But Silver Soul is a brand new chemical entity with a brand new patent. So we're going to talk about just the facts. I will present them now in a slideshow or a PowerPoint presentation, and here's why it's significant. I'm going to show you facts, and some of them are going to be a little gruesome, because in the war against bacteria, viruses, and mold resides almost every nasty disease you can imagine. A rash. Do you realize more than half of the rashes that you get and go to your doctor, they don't know what the cause is? And we know if we can get to the cause, we can cure it, right? Well, I'm presenting to you SilverSol, and it has been approved in three of the most credible places to destroy bacteria, viruses, and mold. One is the patent office. The United States Patent Office only gives patents when you've got something brand new, when you've got something unique, when you can prove that it is what it says it is. The Patent Office will issue an approved patent. That has already been done with hundreds of claims. In addition, the gel that we are representing is a SilverSol gel, not a colloid, not an ionic, a SilverSol. And the gel has even been given FDA approval to be used for prescription use. So you've got a patent that's approved. You've got a prescription use approval. We also have a cosmetic use product that works every bit as well as the prescription use. We'll show that to you, even do a demonstration at the end. In addition to that, you've got the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, that's classified this in four distinct areas for safety. So with that behind us, I'm going to present to you facts that have been proven, published in medical journals, and approved by our government agencies. With that, let's move forward with this disclaimer. This is not intended to make product claims, merely intended to report background information about SilverSol. If you have a medical condition, we're not diagnosing and prescribing from the stand here. That's all that means to say. Go see your healthcare provider. This is important because you now have an opportunity to share in what is probably one of the greatest findings ever presented to the United States Patent Office. The attorney that represents the United States Patent Office says they've never issued a patent with such broad spectrum of activity. Spectrum of activity means ability to kill bacteria, viruses, and mold. You see, antibiotics kill this little sliver of bacteria. Let's say there's about 650 known bacteria. Antibiotics will only kill a narrow sliver of those. So they come out with a new category or class of antibiotics, and it kills just a narrow sliver of those. Silver is going to destroy all of those bacteria. Oh, but that's not all. It will kill the viruses, and it will also kill fungus. Now, with that in mind, how are we going to use it? Wisely, how are we going to use it? We're going to take a drink out of the liquid, or we're going to put the gel on topically. So here's what you're going to see. What is SilverSol? What delivery systems exist? What are the proper uses of it in a liquid and a gel? What are the proven benefits? A patent, an EPA certification, I will actually show you. Doctor's protocols on how to use it. Photos before and after. And some of them are gruesome. Be aware. I'll try to warn you. I'll try to warn you that they're coming. If not, I'll back it up real quick and make a joke about it. But it's okay because it's the truth. If we can handle the biggest and nastiest of infections, what can it do for your scratches and your scrapes and your cuts and your blisters and your burns that we don't want to have infected? In addition, we'll talk about safety and what you can expect from proper dosing. So let's dive right into this. And first off, this is a photograph from an electron microscope. A scanning electron microscope is a scientific tool that can look so tiny we can see individual molecules. And what you're seeing here is an electron microscope photograph wherein the center, or the bullseye, is a pure silver center. That is significant because colloids and ionics are silvers that aren't pure silver. They're contained protein coats. They have other impurities in them. And so this is different. One of the ways we've designated ourselves as being different is we have a pure silver center. And pure silver is identified as being safe and non-toxic and antimicrobial. With that in mind, you've got permanently suspending this silver particle. You're seeing a resonant frequency there on the screen. The middle is pure silver. The outside concentric circles are the frequency that it's resonating at. This is important because silver in a sole form is permanently bonded to the water molecule. So we don't have H2O anymore. We've structured that to become silver H2O, and the silver will not drop out of the water molecule and pool at the bottom. You've seen this happen before, right, where the silver drops, or let's say another kind of juice where some of the particles settle to the bottom. Ionic and colloidal silver settle to the bottom. They fall out of solution. Silver is permanently bonded to the water. It won't fall out. This is why that's important. If it were to fall out like a colloid, it will fall out when it gets in your body, and it will stick to the fats, and that's how come the colloids cause argyria, or that blue man syndrome, you know the one I'm talking about? You don't have that with silver sole, and we have a patent to prove it, and we have FDA approval, and we have EPA approval to document that as well. Silver sole permanently bonds the silver and its pure metal form to the water molecule. It won't fall out of solution, so it won't aggregate under your skin. So now you can use it every single day without the problems the colloids had. It resonates at a frequency. You know, everything has a frequency. You know, when in the medical world, we have these saws that cut casts off. Have you seen these? It's a little round wheel. It doesn't spin. It just vibrates, and it cuts right through plaster. It cuts right through fiberglass. It cuts through any hard material. But when it touches your skin, it won't cut you. Have you seen these saws? That's because the resonant frequency of that saw only damages the hard structure, not the soft. So in your mind, imagine that we've got a silver that resonates at 910 terahertz. That is a frequency that's antimicrobial. So it vibrates at a frequency destroying bacteria, viruses, and mold, but not your good, healthy cells and not your good, healthy flora. By the way, in your hospitals, they have these ultraviolet lights, and they're germicidal lights. We use that same frequency in air purifiers, and it's a light that kills germs. By discovery, we discovered that silver sole vibrates or resonates at that same frequency. So it can destroy germs. And it's so tiny, it's a nanoparticle, so tiny that when you swallow it, it can enter your circulatory system into a single red blood cell. It's that tiny. So now you've got a frequency resonating at a germicidal frequency, entering a single red blood cell, going wherever circulation takes it, and you now have the ability to destroy with that frequency germs, bacteria, viruses, and mold. So that's what's really remarkable about this. This is the patent number. So if you want to look it up, you're welcome to do so. In that patent, it's identifying bacteria, viruses, and fungus. It does not destroy good bacteria because good bacteria is lactobacillus. And lactobacillus, like lactobacillus acidophilus or bifidus, secretes its own lactobacillus or fatty coating around itself because it has to be protected from your stomach acids. Because silver in this form is water soluble and lactobacillus or your good bacteria has a little bit of a fatty coating around it, our silver won't penetrate through that fatty coating to harm the good bacteria. That's why we don't destroy the good bacteria. It is proven in over 200 scientific studies, and it has been recommended as an antibiotic alternative that produces no resistance, or it doesn't make the germs get stronger. I'll show you that paper later in our study. So because it does not do those bad things, we can take it every single day for prevention. It can be put in every orifice of the body. You've got a clear liquid and a clear gel. You can drink the liquid, or you can take the gel, or you can put it in any orifice of your body. Eyes, ears, nose, throat, vagina, rectum, anywhere you have an opening that might grow germs and cause problems. This product, when it comes in contact with those germs and stays in contact for 6 minutes, is going to wipe it out. So if you've got a sore throat and you've got some sores in your gums from bacteria, take a mouthful of the liquid silver and rinse it around in your mouth for how many minutes? 6 minutes, and you'll destroy it. Have you ever tried to hold something in your mouth for 6 minutes? The hard part's keeping your mouth shut for 6 minutes, isn't it? I know, I've tried it myself, and I get to about 2 minutes, and it's a struggle, but it's worth it. It's worth the effort. Ear infections. Do you know that the Centers for Disease Control has sent all the MDs a letter saying stop prescribing any antibiotics for ear infections? All we're doing is making the germ stronger. So with that in mind, now you have something that works at the cause or the source of the problem. Take an ear, if it's a 2-year-old child, turn that ear towards the ceiling, fill the ear canal with liquid, and you can leave it there for how many minutes? 6 minutes, and it's going to get down in there. It's going to get against the germs. It'll come in contact with them, and it can wipe it out. If you need the silver again 12 hours later, do so. I've done this hundreds of times. Never once did I need more than 3 doses. It wipes out germs. It kills them by frequency and other mechanisms. Let's take a look at some pictures. This is a study done at the University of Utah Medical School. These two slides, one of them, the slide on the right, is tissue sample where the animal was given a bacterial infection, but given no silver. See how red and inflamed and thick that tissue is? Then the slide on the left is from an animal that received silver in a gel form, but then also had the same bacterial infection. And guess what? It reduced the inflammation. Look how thin that little red line of inflammation is. So what you're looking at is when silver is applied to the skin in a gel form, it will reduce inflammation, which results in quicker healing and less infections. In fact, they quantified that to 3 times quicker healing and half the infection. By the way, that goes for scarring. So you're going to end up with a much smaller scar. In fact, the gel is used by pregnant women who have just given birth and have stretch marks on their belly, and they put it on those stretch marks twice a day, and after 3 months they find that the stretch marks usually would have been fairly significant or half what they usually would be. So even in that arena, it helps. Let's talk about the gel specifically. In this photograph, you've got a picture of the gel squirted onto a hand. You can see it's almost completely clear. It improves wound healing because it takes away bacteria, viruses, and mold that would interfere with it. It is antimicrobial. In fact, if you put it on your hands or put it in your nostrils for 4 hours, you'll have no germs. It is non-alcoholic. That means that there's no alcohol in this product. So it won't burn your wound, it won't sting, it won't hurt. You can actually put the gel in many cases in the eye, even, it's so safe. So you've got no alcohol, so it won't dry your skin out. No petroleum, so you won't have that greasy, slickery feel. And this is important because if you don't like what you're using, you won't use it anymore. In fact, we use it in post-surgery. What that means is that as soon as you come out of surgery, you have a wound. You can put the gel right on the wound, and it will keep the infection from happening. Now, did you know the number one problem we have in American hospitals is an infection called MRSA? Many of you are nodding your heads. M stands for methicillin, R stands for resistant, the S stands for staph, and the A stands for aureus, the second part of the staph name. Methicillin-resistant staph aureus is called MRSA, and what's happened is that staph is a bacteria that has been killed by antibiotics so incompletely that part of it survives. But the part that survives is now resistant to antibiotics. So if you get this infection, you get an infection you can't get rid of with drugs. We have 30,000 new infections a day in America. It's almost an epidemic. It kills 14% of the people who get it. And most of the time, people get it from 30,000
new infections a day. Now, those are some numbers. Speaking of numbers, do you remember the number he talked about, 910 terahertz? 910 terahertz, he called this a germicidal frequency. So this silver is operating at a frequency that wherever it goes, wherever it gets to, it's got a germicidal frequency that it's operating on. More about frequencies next week when we talk about micro frequencies. I was actually running a program a little bit earlier on the earlobes for brain calmness. So I have products available. Call the station, call my number 614-582-8229, and you too can get your immune system much better, much stronger, and better supported here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
The power, the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.